James Brown, the late godfather of soul, once crowned the pop singer Usher the godson of soul. Usher's dance moves and high-energy performances are often compared to some of Michael Jackson's best work. With praise like that, it's no wonder that Usher is one of the best-selling artists in American music history, with 7 Grammys to his credit. This song, Climax, is the lead single off his new CD, and it's already hit number 1 on the Billboard charts. Nearly 20 years have passed since Usher released his debut album. He was just 14 years old, believe it or not. His latest studio project, titled Looking for Myself, is his 7th. I spoke with Usher recently about what it was like to start out in the music business so young and how he kept himself from buying into his own hype.
Actually, by believing it, not the hype, but the reality that it could become a reality. If you don't believe it, then you don't have any motivation to keep you moving forward. So I always said, okay, well, if I'm this, then I have to live up to it. And in my mind, I never quite arrive in that place. I just continue to move forward in trying to be that thing, even though I don't know if I believed it 100%.
So this is your 7th studio album. I mean,
7 it is.
Seven, lucky number 7. I imagine you don't get too spun up about how it's received.
Actually, I do.
Do you know?
Because, I mean, I do. I'm very much so into making the greatest, you know, impression. But at the same time, I think I reached a point where I have this creative license to just go for what I feel. And those who have believed in me in the past, I'm not going to let you down. I'm going to give you some incredible records. And hopefully, they suit you. Let me put my shades on. Everybody,
come on. You got it twisted. There are a lot of interesting collaborations on this album. This one's called Twisted, featuring Pharrell Williams. Let's take a listen to this. Throwback vibe, but at the same time, it feels completely current and modern.
Well, that's what it was. It was nostalgia. It was like a nostalgic record, right? That kind of takes you back to, I don't know, the 70s? Maybe even the 60s, you know what I'm saying? I've always talked about earlier influences of Jackie Wilson and also James Brown and that kind of era. But I wanted to do it in a way that would be very modern. The message in it was pretty clear. How many times have you got yourself twisted up in a situation? You're like, man, I should have known better to get myself caught up in this. You must have it twisted, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I see you. Keep twisting, baby. She can't ever get enough.
What did you want to do musically with this album that you hadn't done before?
I wanted this record to be enjoyable to every person that will listen, because what I have recognized is that there aren't really boxes anymore. And what I mean by that is, whereas an artist would be an R&B artist or a pop artist or a rock artist or a hip-hop artist, now those barriers are kind of broken. So as I make songs, as I do, you know, these albums and records, I always try to be cognizant of who's listening.
How's life? Everybody's going through something. We gotta get over it. You can't go around. Let's just enjoy the time.
You have your own record label now, and you signed Justin Bieber to your label. What did you see in him?
It was in moments I recognized that this kid has something that you just cannot manufacture. He lit up to every little thing, every little detail, wanted to ask a million questions, always wanted to sing. Always wanted to move. Every time I'd come around him, he'd want to dance. Show me a dance move, you know. Look at this. I got this. I learned this. And you could tell that it was the beginning of a true student.
There is a song on this album called Sins of My Father.
It's the sins of my father. He left the debt to his son to pay the girl who's a mother. Collector won't let me run.
What's the story of this song?
I think a lot of things that we as men experience are really a product of our upbringing, or lack thereof. I did not have a one-on-one connection with my father. And for whatever reason, be it was too complicated for him, substance abuse, whatever it may have been, he had a varied life, and I have no judgment. I made peace with my father in the making of this album, actually before I even start working on it. He passed. It was unfortunate that he was unable to be there for me, but that's what makes me fight so diligently in being the father that I am, because there's a lot that comes up against me in terms of priorities, but nothing is more of a priority than my children and being there for them. And they are my greatest investment, man, and greatest accomplishment.
Considering where you are in your life and your career now, if you could talk to that younger version of yourself, what advice would you give?
Slow your ass down. What are you in a rush for? You know, there's a lot of living to do. I definitely would say, have fun, man. There's so much, you know, out here. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going to make it seem easy. I really took on a lot as a child, you know what I mean? I took on a heavy responsibility being the artist that I am and being the person that I am.
Usher joined me from NPR West. His new album is called Looking for Myself. It comes out this week. Usher, thanks so much for talking with me. It's been really fun.
Thank you so much.
Open at the next one.
And you can hear more songs from Usher at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.